Good afternoon and welcome to Live Well Lifestyle Seminar with Perry A. Generally we have play seminars, but once a month we talk about the body, mind, and spirit connection to wellness. So there's so much more to wellness than just finding a medicine or an alternative healing element. If the body is not aligned and willing, things won't happen. And I noticed there are a lot of people that are in a situation they're unhappy with, but they're dwelling on it and very frustrated with it. And instead of focusing on what the hell they want it to be and starting looking for possibilities, they are drugged down in the muck and the mire of where they are. And until you can accept your present situation, nothing can get better. So your situation can't get any better until you feel better about your situation. Now that sounds like an oxymoron, doesn't it? But it's true. Until you make peace with where you are, you're stuck in that modality. If you see it as a struggle, your emotional vibration will not only keep you down, but in resisting, you will create more struggle in your life and more things that you don't want. It's like you keep digging the hole deeper by resisting. So recently there was a flood here in Austin, and a lot of people have lost their homes, and they're doing the best they can, but they've lost everything, their earthly possessions. They still have themselves. And, you know, you get angry about that. It doesn't seem fair. One day everything's fine, the next day, poof, it's gone. And that's the nature of life, but it's our attitude about it and how we overcome, how we come back. And most of the problem is we start analyzing and thinking, I can never get back to where I was. Can you really know that's true? You know, I've known people who have been in recovery who have lost everything, their relationships, their family, their money, their business, their cars, their homes. And yet they get sober and they start all over and they build a new life that's very productive and everything. But first you have to be at peace with where you are. So what can you do to get out of the hole? It's time to shift gears and quit digging. No more attention to the struggle. No more complaining to everyone that will listen. Put it behind you as a temporary derailment. Shift your attitude. Look for what you can do. Create hope. Stop frantically analyzing and searching for a solution. Spend more time quieting the mind so you can hear a solution within you. The answer is always within you, and the answers will come when you be still. But when the mind is trying to find a solution and it's just running wild frantically and you can't sleep at night because you're wondering where your next meal is going to come from, there's something called trust and faith that you need to have to trust. But when your mind is like that, you can't hear your soul talking to you. The answer is within you, and you have to quieten the mind to meditate, to be still, to be at peace. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but it's true. But first, totally accept the situation and say, this too shall pass. There are gifts to be gained along the way. So it's only temporary. Everything is temporary in life. This too shall pass, and there are other things to look for. The future can be scary or full of opportunities, depending on how you look at it. A new way can be scary if you believe you can't learn something new. You don't have to know before you begin. Just be open and willing to learn. It can be exciting and fun when you have hope. The I can do attitude. Have that in your vibration, and it will raise your vibration, and happy happenstances will abound around you. I know that sounds like, you know, poppycock when you're really in the muck and the mud, but if you just play some happy music and dance around, get out of the muck and the mire, are you accomplishing anything? Just sitting on that treadmill of desperation? So get off the treadmill. Start finding something to be happy about. Look around you and find things to be grateful for. I know people have lost everything now, and there was one family that are trying to live in their house. They still don't have the walls complete, but they're staying there, and they have kind of a tent inside and made up beds on the floor. But cold weather's hit, and there was a freeze last night. And they interviewed one lady, and she said, you know, they had a fire outside, but they couldn't build a fire inside the house on the concrete floor. And a gentleman heard about them and brought them a propane heater and brought it out to them so they could have some warmth last night. So when you get out of the desperation and ask, your answers will be met. And they were very grateful. Never heard of this person. He just heard about it. He has happened to have one and thought, well, there was a good use for it. There's so many people around that want to help. Just get out of the muck and focus on what you do want. Your desire will lead the way. When your desire is greater than your fear, desire will prevail. Are you willing to have an abundant, prosperous life? The ball is always in your court. So, you know, the other day I was flying to New York City, and I missed my flight, and I called the person, told them I booked another flight, got on it, and went, and she's the only person I told about. I didn't say, oh, I had the worst time trying to get to the airport, the line was so long, I missed my flight, I should have been there the 2 hours earlier, I thought I could skip 30 minutes. But I didn't go into the muck of it. I thought, oh, well, it's over. Talking about it's not going to change it. I'm just beating myself up. Everybody makes a mistake, misses a flight now and then if you fly very much. And I never told this first time I've told anybody about it, but I didn't dwell on it. When I got off the plane, I didn't mention it. It was just what was. And you move on. So it's when you're stuck in it and you talk about it every day and it's bringing your energy down that you keep digging the hole deeper. Get out of the hole. Get your mind to a happy place, a happier time. Look around and count your blessings. I've told you this till I'm sure you're tired of hearing it, but look for something to be grateful for. This couple that lost their home, most of it blew away. They still had the foundation. They're rebuilding the walls. They have all these volunteers have donated food, water, shelter until they could get something started, blankets, clothes. There's so many things to be grateful for when you have a downtime like that. So look for the gratitude. Abraham Hicks said, it should only be talked about if the talking will make you feel better. So if talking about something doesn't make you feel better, quit talking about it. No one wants to hear complaints and whining and whimpering. It is of no value ever to activate and talk about something that doesn't feel good, because it reactivates in your vibration and it makes another point of your attraction, so you're less clear than when you began. I hope you got that. I think that's worth repeating. It should only be talked about if the talking will make you feel better. It is of no value ever to activate and talk about something that doesn't feel good. So if it's bringing you down, making you a victim, don't talk about it. Don't share it. I don't care if it's your health, your financial situation, your relationship. Don't be the victim. Don't complain. In other words, when you focus upon the problems of others, you diminish your ability to help them. People believe that you've got to focus upon the problem in order to find a solution. And we say, no solution ever comes forth. It is never inspired. You never recognize it, and you are never able to facilitate or achieve it from your place of focusing on the problem. There are two entirely different vibrations. Solutions give you hope. Problems give you despair. Get out of the problem and start looking for a solution. Even if it's just thinking where you want to be, how you want it to be now, you don't have to know how to get there. But just feel yourself uplifted when you start thinking about how you want it to be, where you want to live, the relationship you want to have, the home you want to have. And as you think about it, things will happen. Nothing needs to be fixed. Everything is unfolding perfectly. So when you stand in your now, accepting all that all is well, from that vibration, you become surrounded by more and more evidence that all is well. But when you're convinced things are broken and there is pollution and that things have gone wrong or that the government is doing conspiracies, then what happens is you get caught up in that vibration and you begin to manifest all the kind of stuff. And then you say, see, I told you things were going wrong. And that's how we validate it. Here's something to think about. Everything in your life is a reflection of what you have created, allowed, or promoted at some time. Everything in your life is a reflection of what you have created, allowed, or promoted at some time. So who's responsible? Moi. Take what you have, use it to build the life you want. That came from John Rogers, Loving Each Day. Our intention for today, it is my intention, my dominant intention, to be aware that my negative thoughts are creating my future experiences. It is my dominant intent to reach for thoughts that make me feel good. How I feel in this moment greatly influences my future. Happy thoughts take you up the ladder. Negative thoughts put you deeper in the hole of despair. So go on, get happy. A powerful thought for the day. If I say yes to life, yes, life says yes to me. Life mirrors my every thought. As I keep my thoughts positive, life brings me only good experiences. Now, I draw these cards after I decide on a topic, and I love how that one ties in with the intention and with earlier the think about it thought. Everything in your life is a reflection of what you've created, allowed, or promoted at some time. And then it says, if I say yes to life, life says yes to me. Life mirrors my every thought. That's what this whole program is about. Being conscious of your thoughts and how life mirrors it for you. If you want more struggle, wallow in the struggle. Talk about it. You know, just, you'll create more of it. Your vibration will, because it's heavy and that negative vibration goes out and like attracts like. So you attract more negative vibration to you. Life is really simple when you get that and you can control your thinking. Then you're just, you know, it's all positive and all good. Your power thought for today, that's the one I just read. Sorry about that. Conversations with God says, nothing happens by accident in God's world and there are no such thing as coincidence. Not in this world buffeted by random choice or something you call fate. If a snowflake is utterly perfect in its design, do you not think the same could be said about something as magnificent as your life? There you go. But we do have free will, and the free will is what can get us into trouble if we're not in control of our thoughts and our awareness. Make peace with where you are at this moment, whatever that may be. Peace is wanting what you have. Wherever you are, no matter how dismal, there is a gift waiting for you. Regroup your steps, your thoughts. Step forward through your fear, knowing something better is waiting for you. Let hope and faith be your stepping stones. I love that. I'm going to switch over and see if we have any questions here. There are no questions. This topic never seems to bring up questions. I do get a few emails from people, and you know, telling me that it was spot on for them today or something like that, and I appreciate those because I'm just talking into a void, and I don't know who's out there, if anyone. There are a few people on the line. But, and I'll ask the people on the line, if anybody on the line would like to ask a question, if you will press star 2, then I can help you with that. Or hopefully I can. I'll tell you if I can't. So I don't see any questions there, and we've only spent half the time. So have you got it that you are responsible for everything in your life, and you create it by your thoughts? Now you'll say, I didn't create that accident, that horrible car accident where I lost my leg. You can't tell me I wanted to do that. No, but if you were in a negative space and didn't like your life here on the planet, maybe that's how you're depressed all the time, you beat up on yourself, you're bad to yourself. That's how you create the negative things that manifest in your life. So be very careful what you think. You always have a choice of what you think. And look for the positive. Just go to where you want to be, if nothing else. Go to where you want to be. Surround yourself with happy music, something that gives you a beat. By the way, the music we were listening today was from a friend that I met on a cruise. She was from Sweden, and that's probably why you didn't recognize the words. But I think her melody and her voice is beautiful, and, you know, it uplifts me to hear that. It's such uplifting and inspiring music. So listen to things like that instead of the crying your beer songs. And you have more control than you think you do. What are some ways that we can do this? I like the thought about focusing on the problems of others diminishes your ability to help them. You know, other people are where they are, and you can send them love. You can see them getting out of the hole, see them with the wisdom to make right decisions, but you can't live their life for them. And telling them what to do doesn't help. In fact, most of the time it ticks them off and they think they're not good enough and you're judging them and they just would rather stay in misery than be right. A lot of us like to be rather be right than be happy. So there's a lot we can do. And when you're down and out, I'm not saying it's easy, because we have a program pattern and a habit of going deeper down. So if you can be aware of it and make a decision to change your vibration, to think about a happier time, go back to a happy birthday or a happy Christmas or sometime maybe a vacation where you were totally happy and blissful, or a romantic time in your life. It can be when you're in college and you're pretty carefree and, you know, you're learning independence and the world is your oyster. And go to wherever that happy moment is and dwell there and think on good times. And start counting your strengths and blessings. So many of us are oblivious, because I always thought, well, if I can do it, anybody can do it. It's not a big deal. To me, public speaking is easy. The first time I did it, it wasn't. But my desire for it, when I get up there and get on the stage and let go of the ego, I kind of get into a zone, and it just flows from me, and the humor comes and the message comes, and it makes it all worthwhile. So it's stepping through those things. And how many times on this program have we talked about our intention? Have an intention for everything you do, and it helps align yourself and the universe around you. I intend today to have a good day. I intend to find things to be happy about today. I intend to count my blessings, big and small, from parking places to great opportunities. I can't tell you enough how important it is to get in the habit of having an intention. If you're calling a member of your family that you've had a problem with, have an intention for the outcome of that situation before you pick up the phone. How do you want it to be? I want to be closer to this person. I want to have a good relation. I don't want to fight. I want to find harmony. I want us to be good friends. And when you have that intention, it literally guides your words, it guides your actions, and it flows over to them. I was in a waiting room one day, and I saw this lady come in, and she had to wait and wait and wait. And I don't know if they got her out of whack or what, but the longer she waited, the madder she got. And she had her arms crossed over her chest and her legs crossed, and she was swinging her foot and tapping her fingers. And I just started sending her love and light. And it's amazing. I didn't know her. I wasn't staring at her. I just thought, I send this person love that she can relax and be calm. And when I did, she uncrossed her arms. She uncrossed her legs, quit swinging her legs and tapping her fingers, and sat up straight. And her whole countenance changed, the expression on her face and everything. And about that time, they called for her. So I'm not saying I did anything. It's just that I sent that energy to you. And Dr. Emoto, who works with water, tells you in his studies that when you send love to the water, it changes the crystal formation. You can change the water by sending love to it. So why not can we not change somebody else by sending love to them? Whether we agree with what they're doing or we don't. Just hold them in the light that they will find their way. After all, you haven't always been perfect and you found your way. And then we love to tell everybody how to do it our way because we think it's going to help them get to where they want to be faster. But there are many, many roads, and your way may not be the road that fits them. So just see them as intelligent, capable of making wise decisions, responsible, open to learning, and see them the way you would like them to be, and just hold them up that they find their way, and you'd be amazed at the change you can make in people. The Ho'oponopono prayer that we did earlier, it says, thank you, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Just saying that will help. And I'm not sure I got it in the right order. So I don't think the order matters near as much as the thoughts. So thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Or I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Pick your own way of saying it, but you can send energy to people and make a difference in their life. That's how you affect other people. Sending love and light and believing they can, believing for them what they can't believe for themselves. What a great Christmas present, huh? How would that be? Okay, I'm going to check back and see if we have any questions that have come in. No questions? All right. You always have questions about clay, and that it tickles me that you, with life we don't have questions, or it could be that, you know, you don't want to call attention to the fact that you're not perfect yet and you have a problem and need a solution to, but if that's the case, email me or call me on my private line, 512-262-7187. 512-262-7187. 262-7187. I'm not a counselor. I'm not a doctor. I've lived 75 years, and I've gained a little of wisdom along the way and some insights to life. Read a lot of books, learned a lot of history, and would be happy to help you work through a block. I'm a big proponent of the work of Byron Katie, and if you go to thework.com, she has little video episodes of people with different challenges, and what she does is question your thinking. Can you know it's true? When you have a negative thought, ask yourself, can I really know that's true? Can I really, really know what anyone else is thinking? Can I really know that my perception is the only one, that it's true? What do I get when I hold the belief that it's true? And then look at how you feel when you hold the belief, and then if you didn't have the belief, how would you feel, who would you be, and how could you be in that situation or in reacting with that person? You know, it's ongoing. Just when I find myself mad about something, I get to do the work. Is it really true I should have good customer service today? Can I be happy even though I'm having to go through this obstacle or this challenge? Can I still be happy? How would I rather feel, happy or down and angry or feeling like a victim? And, you know, it's not a one-time fix. You need to keep asking the questions, keep analyzing, and keep digging deeper. And we get it, we lose it, we get it again. Sometime when we're in it, we can't think of the tools that we have. But these sessions are recorded, and they're put online with a worksheet of some of the things I've discussed today. And they're sent out, and all the ones I've done over the last year are there. You can go back and listen to any of them or just get the notes. And remind yourself when you forget to find the one, the topic that you think will help you, and go back and listen to it. They're only 30 minutes, and so I'll ask again to see if anybody has any questions. You can email your questions, or if you're online, if you'd like to answer a question, just click star 2, and it will signal me, and I can open your line. Move over here. Not seeing any questions coming in today. And no changes on the phone line. Well, with that, I'm going to go back to our closing statement, our closing thought. Make peace with where you are at this moment, wherever that may be. Peace is wanting what you have. Wherever you are, no matter how dismal, there will be a gift waiting for you. Regroup your thoughts. Step forward through your fears, knowing something better is waiting for you. Let hope and faith be your stepping stones. This is a good time to have that as we get into the holiday season and our mind gets so filled and we have so many things to do. We can't see up from down, and we don't take time to get centered and grounded. And if you can take just 5 minutes, in fact, when you think you don't have more any time left, that's when you need to stop and take a time out. Even if it's 5 or 10 minutes, just to close your eyes, breathe, get centered, bring your energy back in. You will notice that your energy is outside your body, spinning around, trying to find solutions, trying to multitask. And when you breathe and bring your energy back into your body and begin to relax the tension in your body, consciously relaxing from your head down through your neck, your shoulders, your body, all the way down your arms and your legs and your feet, letting go of any tension you're feeling, it can put you in a place of calmness that you really don't want to leave. Just remember, it only takes 5 or 10 minutes to go there. and it will refresh you like a good night's sleep. With that, our time is up for today, so go forth and find those stepping stones of faith and hope, and have a wonderful holiday. Thanksgiving is coming up, and I will see you next month. Thank you. This is Perrier signing out.